Now, an essay by Turner Ashby High School junior, Jenna Joseph.
Even if I live to be older than Methuselah, I'll never forget that damn shirt. To be honest, I think I saw his shirt before I saw his face. The kid was wearing so many colors, a rainbow got jealous. However, it was this unusual article of clothing that made up my mind about him. I turned to my dad and said, "He looks cool. Weird, but cool. I think we could be friends." I had just moved in with my father a few days earlier, and we were sitting in the school office waiting for someone to assist us in my enrollment. I felt like a scuba diver in a forest fire. I was completely and utterly unprepared for my current situation. Unfamiliar faces shuffled in and out of the room while I fidgeted uncomfortably. Dad cracked a few jokes to make me laugh and help ease my mind. Then I saw the shirt, and that was the beginning of everything. I didn't know much about him, but I knew enough. He was the voice of the morning announcements, he was funny, and he was crazy enough to wear that shirt. I liked him already. It wasn't until a few days later that his name came up, and no one had anything negative to say about him, unless one counted individuality as a flaw. During Spirit Week, I caught a glimpse of him here and there, decked out head to toe in whatever the theme of the day happened to be. At first, I thought he was one of the many who used Spirit Week as an excuse to wear the ridiculous things they always wanted to, but couldn't for fear of being socially unaccepted. On Wednesday of the next week, I found this wasn't the case, because he wore ridiculous things whenever he wanted to. I walked into my choir class and found him wearing tie-dye pants that wouldn't even have been in style in the 60s. Yet there he was, sporting the weirdest pair of pants known to man, and it didn't even bother him. He had a contagious smile plastered across his face, and suddenly I realized I was smiling too. After a while, he had everyone rolling, and no one even bothered to notice the fashion suicide covering his lower half. I couldn't help but wonder how he did it. Was it magic, or was it just confidence? Whatever it may have been, I wanted to know the trick to walking in a room with confidence, not caring what anyone thought, and making an entire room of people laugh with just one comment. As more time passed, I discovered he is the president of several clubs and is involved in more activities than I thought one person could handle. Not only is he a comedian, he is a talented musician as well. On the surface, he has it all. He is one of the few rather well-rounded individuals I've come across in my lifetime. Although he hasn't done anything colossal, he appears to live his life and live it well. The truth is that people watch other people all the time. Anyone can serve as an inspiration to others. I barely know Colin McLaughlin, yet he is still a source of inspiration to me. Whenever I feel insecure, I remember him and the tie-dye pants he wore so confidently.
Turner Ashby Jr. Jenna Joseph's in D. Grimm's English class.